Before the earth was made, you were living. And over every heart, you've been singing. Your very words spoke life into being. You even give the breath we are breathing. And now we sing our songs back to you. Oh Lord, we gladly lay down our lives at your feet. We take the breath you gave, and we give it back in praise.
Shalom Chavarim, this is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, and that lovely introductory music comes from Rivers and Robots and a great song called To the Highest Place. Okay, what follows is a short audio presentation of something I wrote on Hebrew for Christians website, and I'm testing to see if this might be helpful for people to hear my voice reading some of the things I've written. So if you like this, please let me know. Okay, so here we go. Deliver us from shame. The worst isn't the last thing about the world. It's the next to the last thing. The last thing is the best. It's the power from on high that comes down into the world, that wells up from the rock-bottom worst of the world like a hidden spring. That's a quote from theologian Frederick Buechner. Life isn't easy, and even believers can sometimes be tempted to be angry at God. For example, we may feel disappointed or resentful when bad things happen to us or to those whom we love, especially if we had prayed for God's intervention and help regarding the matter. Seemingly unanswered prayer can make us feel lonely and afraid about what's happening to us. We may begin to second-guess whether God really listens to us. But we must be careful and find solace and wisdom lest we turn numb inside. Some of us are unhappy and feel empty throughout the passing of our days. Some waver in their faith, on the one hand affirming that they believe that God is faithful and good, while on the other hand they wonder why God apparently left them when they needed him the most. They may question why, if God apparently was not there for them in their most vulnerable moments, how they can trust him to be there in their future times of trouble. We may talk a good talk about God and spirituality, but we fail to seriously practice the presence of God. We forget that the Lord is real, a very present help in trouble, and therefore we collapse back into the murmur of godless thinking. Ironically enough, many of us are proud and yet hypocritical people. We tend to avoid some obvious sins, but secretly harbor hidden ones like envy, spite, fear, anger, selfishness, lust, gluttony, greed, and a general lack of charity. In short, we don't live up to our ideals or principles, and in our fallenness we discover, if we're honest, our great need for deliverance from ourselves. It's then that we discover that God has not abandoned us. But on the contrary, we have abandoned him by turning to anger, hopelessness, despair, and bitterness. Honesty, however, is essential to healing. As Kierkegaard once said, no person is saved except by grace, but there's one sin that makes grace impossible, and that's dishonesty. And there's one thing God must forever and unconditionally require, and that is honesty. We must give our secret pain to God, even if we don't understand it, and we must persist to release it even if it refuses to go away. Our hearts are often vexed. We're a mess of mixed motives. We're strong to be made weak, weak to be made strong. We bless and curse from the same mouth. And yet, despite all this, despite our inner contradictions, the wrestling between the old man and the new, the divided house of our lives, our present sorrows, our troubles, our shame, our fears, we must endure ourselves. We must press on. And we must never let go of hope in God's love. Never. Therefore, we must not hide from God's presence, nor pretend to be something we're not. We're invited to come boldly before the throne of God's loving grace to receive help in our hour of need. Look at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. O Lord, who alone makes us whole, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. O Lord, forgive our sins and heal us of our wounds. or at least help us to endure suffering with special grace to keep us from being distracted from the truth and glory of your love and your presence. Do not allow us to be swallowed up in shame and fearsome despair. Grant us strength to abide in your hope until the very last day, and to keep watch for the ready hand of your love. As we go from place to place, from this moment to the next, let it be from strength to strength. Help us to behold the Son of Righteousness that pervades our way. Amen. As a postscript, let me add, our Heavenly Father sees in secret. That also means that he can and will save us from whatever is hidden within that still resists his love and touch. This is a necessary condition of living faith. We have to trust in God's power to heal us, even when it seems that healing is not forthcoming, even when we still find ourselves divided, troubled, shameful, and anxious. We have to believe that God's help is always present for us. God sees what he does within us, his secret, it is finished work, the effect of his great salvation within our hearts, even if at the present this may be hidden from our own eyes. There's appearance and there's reality, and only God sees what is ultimately real. We have to trust in his promise to be transformed into the divine nature, even if today we find ourselves sinful, needy, and in disrepair. The prophet Job exclaimed, "Im yamot gever hayichye," if a man dies, will he live? "Kol yamei tseva'i ayachel," all the days of my struggle I'll keep hope. "Ad bo Halifati," until my change comes. That's from Job 14, verse 14. So don't give up, friends. We're saved by hope, a hope that is for you today. Believe to see. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, wishing you all of God's blessings in Yeshua our Savior. Amen.
There is no one like you. There
Please note this beautiful music comes from Rivers and Robots and a song entitled To the Highest Place. You can find them on Amazon.com. And also please visit us at HebrewForChristians.com for more about the Jewish roots of the faith, the Jewish holiday cycle, and of course learning Hebrew. Shalom, shalom, Chavarim.